On this Friday, we're joined by Eric Snodgrass from Nutrient Ag Solutions to take a look at the weather forecast. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. I hope you're having a great Friday.
Yeah, I am. I'm in Florida right now, but only for a few more minutes. but it's been a nice balmy one down here.
Well, you have a good flight, and we'll be glad to have you back here in Champaign County tonight. Now, let's talk about the weather forecast just a bit, because when you get home, things are going to get warmer. And actually, frankly, it's been pretty mild so far this winter, all in all. Can you tell me about that pattern and if it will continue?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be in a warming trend even after some of the light snow that we had today across the area. And the warming trend is going to extend through the beginning of the week, so through Monday. But we do have a system we're watching after that. And the system that comes through on Tuesday, there is the snow potential on the backside of it. But what we really lacked for quite some time is some sustained cool air. We haven't had much of that. I mean, you have to go back to November before you find a time period where we were pretty much, well below average in terms of temperatures. And big question looms, is this going to be what the rest of winter looks like? Well, if you want the polar vortex to help, it's not. It's on the other side of the planet, and it's going to stay over in Siberia, and therefore we've disconnected one piece. The tropics right now aren't any help, so the MJO isn't going into a phase that favors colder weather. And the jet stream's just cranked right now, and the faster it moves, the more west to east the air flows in the upper levels of the atmosphere, and that prevents, big troughs from sweeping in. But it doesn't calm down our pattern in terms of precipitation. So while we have a little bit today, and we're going to go into a relatively drier weekend, we're watching a system next week that could come through. And if I even just stretch that out even to week two, seems that the southeast, the mid-south, parts of the Ohio River Valley, they're going to continue to stay wet as well. So the pattern's moving, but it's just not unlocking any sort of cold. And by the way, some news today about the Great Lakes. Last year at this time, Lake Erie, over 90% frozen. This year, less than 1%. So we've got to keep a close eye on those lakes as well as we go to spring.
Oh, that's amazing. Speaking of spring, every day that passes, we gather up more data, or you do, and the weather folks too, I suppose. Has our thinking, or your thinking about what spring will look like, changed over the last month at all?
Well, it has a little bit, but I'm going to be excited to get some new model data in at the beginning of February. And my thinking right now is two-part. First, if we have persistence as our dominant forecasting feature, in other words, if what's going on now continues through February and the beginning of March, that would point toward, more active weather patterns and therefore the potential for having another wet start to spring. Don't forget, we've already got really saturated soils, so anything above average would give us problems. But kind of the second part of this is I've been paying close attention to what's happening in the Central Pacific. We're getting some ideas here that maybe we could get some upwelling near South America, stretching towards south of Hawaii. If we bring in some cooler water into that area, this might give us a bit more of a mild spring and maybe even lend us over to a little bit more heat this summer. Now, understand, I'm just putting together some historical correlations. This isn't a slam dunk. It's just something I think everyone needs to watch. So while our models have trended wet for spring for the past 3 months, we're going to watch how they update here beginning of February, and then keep in mind those ocean temperatures in the Pacific as they could play a role as well.
What do you see for South America?
Well, parts of Argentina got, those million or billion dollar rains recently. So they're, working toward the end of what's been planted as their first crop, which again, they plant over a long window here. So the rains that have come through and are forecast to continue is going to look good for there. Going up to Mato Grosso, where they're trying to harvest a crop right now, the first crop soybeans, to get that second crop of corn and cotton in. They are looking at a drier week compared to average, but remember, to be a little bit drier than normal as we go into, this time period in February, still means they get about 1.5 to 2.5 inches of rainfall a week. So anything drier than normal will help them harvest the first crop of soybeans. And as we look out into February, it looks as though Brazil's eastern regions show up wet. But right now, they've been trending wetter for Argentina, which would be beneficial, and not too much of a headache, I don't think, for Mato Grosso. But we got to keep a close eye on that as they put that Safrinha crop in.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And safe travels. That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions.